Hi, this is Mrs. Monty, and I am going to read Chapter 4, Pledging a Paw, from Heartwood Hotel, A True Home, by Callie George. It was with a heavy heart that Mona, Suitcase, and Paw followed Tilly down the hall to the kitchen the next morning. It was time to leave, time to go back out into the forest to search for a new home. Tilly, on the other hand, seemed much more pleasant now and full of chatter. I have been here for years. This was my 5th acorn festival. Thank goodness the skunks didn't come this year. They did once. Now that was bad. Lord Sudsbury never learns to leave his stink at home, no matter how many times Mr. Heartwood has told him. Skunks stay here? Asked Mona. Oh boy, do they. They come every year for their anniversary. I always fix up their room specially for them. But that's not for a few weeks. I've got the squirrels' rooms to prepare first. It's their big convention on best nut storage practices. Since I'm a squirrel myself, only I can say this. But they're trouble. They party all night long. Oh, said Mona. Not that it matters to you, of course. By this point, they had reached the kitchen. The big table was laden with food, bowls of seeds and honey, and plates of fried thistles. Around the table sat Miss Prickles and Gills, as well as animals she hadn't met, even a woodpecker. Mr. Heartwood sat at the head of the table. A party of fun well planned now done, Mr. Heartwood said, raising his cup. Good job, everyone. Mona didn't have a cup to raise and didn't even know if she was supposed to stay for breakfast. Mr. Heartwood had, after all, offered only one night and one meal. She didn't think breakfast was part of it, even though the seed cake smelled really good, toasty and buttery. And familiar, too. Had she eaten some long ago? Aren't you having breakfast, dearie? Said Mrs. Prickles, interrupting her thoughts, trying a seed cake. It's my own special recipe. Mona shook her head. I probably should leave now. That's right, said Tilly as she squeezed in between two rabbits. But you need to eat, especially if you have a long way to go, said Miss Prickles. Where's your home, dearie? My home was washed away in the storm, said Mona. Miss Prickles' forehead creased. Oh, my! And what of your family? I don't have any, said Mona in a quiet voice. Oh, dear! Tilly, do you hear that? Tilly's tail bristled up again. That was a bad storm, commented one of the rabbits. Good thing it's over, so the guests can leave. Imagine if they were stuck here. It would be a disaster. It's already too busy. Said Mr. Heartwood, staring hard at Mona. It is our busy season, and we are understaffed, what with Mrs. Higgins under the weather. If you pledge your paw to our hotel and give it your all, you may stay for the fall. You will receive a salary of Fernwood farthings, too, of course. Mona couldn't believe it. Tilly looked shocked, too. So, Miss Mouse, said Mr. Heartwood, what say you? Oh, yes, said Mona. I mean, I do. She put her paw on her heart. Mr. Heartwood nodded. Good. Now take a seat. After all, work begins when stomachs sing. Yes, sir. And so, after leaving her suitcase by the door, she would return it to Tilly's room after she ate. Mona found a place at the table between Miss Prickles and Gills. It was half a spot, really, much too small for most animals, but for Mona, it was just right.